The stock market is flat today after two strong days following the election of Donald Trump, but there are still many details to learn about Trump's plans for the economy. Joining us now is Larry Summers, former U.S. Treasury Secretary under President Bill Clinton and President Emeritus of Harvard University. He also served as one of President Obama's chief economic advisors. Larry Summers, welcome back to Here and Now.
It's good to be with you, Jeremy.
So first of all, what's your reaction to this, to Trump being elected as the next president of the United States?
Like most, I'm astonished, very surprised given the data as it appeared to be coming up to the election, and in a broader sense, that someone who had expressed many of the views that he expressed and approached people and approached groups within our population in the way that he had could be elected as president of the United States. So I'm certainly surprised.
What do you make of the market reaction? The Dow futures fell when the news kind of became clear that he was going to be the next president. But then the market has been shooting up the last few days.
Not what I would have expected, and it's not what, judging by the pricing of options, markets expected. Markets have made a judgment, which might be right or might be wrong, that his substantial commitment both to large-scale infrastructure spending and to the removal of regulatory burdens from many companies will have a substantial reflating effect on the economy. But, you know, immediate market reactions to events like elections are very fickle as guides to what is going to happen. It's famously said that the stock market has predicted 12 of the last five recessions, and something similar can be said with respect to booms. Hmm. So I think it would be a mistake to judge too much from this immediate market response. What will be crucial is the content of the economic strategy that's pursued going forward.
And one of the things that we know is that it appears the TPP, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, is not going anywhere now. And Donald Trump has said he wants to renegotiate NAFTA. What do you think that will mean for our economy?
Look, I think the effect of the announcements he's already made has been to drive the Mexican peso down by 10%. And that means that every good exported from Mexico to the United States is 10% cheaper, and every good exported from the United States to Mexico is 10% more expensive. And so I fear that those adverse effects will exceed any possible benefits from renegotiation. And I think it's a broader point if one looks at emerging market currencies generally. They have been downwards pressured by the news of Trump's election, and that potentially will have an adverse impact on the trade position of the United States and on the very workers he professes most strongly to want to help. So I think we need to be very, very careful in our approach to international economic policy. I think the instinct that Donald Trump has to a substantial increase in infrastructure spending is correct. I think the impulse to reform of the tax system is correct, though the details he appears to favor do not seem to me the right ones. But I think the impulse to lash out at the rest of the world is a potentially dangerous and destabilizing one for the global economy.
And what about the impulse, and he's talked about it, to get rid of the Dodd-Frank financial reforms that were put in place after the financial crisis? What do you think that will do?
Looking at the regulatory regime and looking for excesses, looking for errors where there's a need for further adjustment, those are always the right thing to do. But if he is suggesting that there should be the wholesale repeal of major new measures to protect consumers from predatory mortgages, major measures to assure that derivatives do not become, as Warren Buffett called them, weapons of mass destruction, major measures to assure that banks are better capitalized than they were coming into the crisis, if that all is to be abandoned, it would be to invite a recurrence of 2008, and it seems to me would be a catastrophic error.
That's Larry Summers, former U.S. Treasury Secretary and President Emeritus of Harvard University. Thanks, as always, for joining us.
Thank you, Jeremy.